I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, coming up at 41 after the hour, it will be our girl from the talk, the one and only Cheryl Underwood. She's going to be here.
Ooh, baby.
We'll love to hear her take on the midterms. Yes, Steve, but right now it is time for my strawberry letter for today. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell them, Steve Harvey, please.
Shirley, I want you to quit including me in this.
Why?
Just let me do my answer to the letter. Don't ask me. If you don't want me and Shirley to say nothing to you, then don't send us your letter.
We could be reading your letter live, just like we're going to read this one, right?
Hey, let sexy number two jump in here right behind Idris Elba. Hey, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you.
I can't tell you how far behind Idris Elba.
You got that twisted.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Subject, my boss controls me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a dilemma, and I need your advice. I'm in my late 20s, and I work for a nonprofit organization, and my boss is a fine older gentleman. From the beginning, I could tell he was attracted to me, and I would catch him looking at me. One Saturday, about 3 months ago, he called and invited me over to watch a pregame season show with him and his friends. I already
I know,
watch a preseason game.
Jesus.
You know I'm dyslexic sometimes.
Pregame season show? Is that what you said?
What is that?
I said pregame season. Preseason game.
I couldn't even let it go. I said, shit. It's too much bad information.
I don't know anything about sports. Here we go.
People going, what is that?
Preseason game.
Watching the season
game.
For the pregame.
The sure. Best voice on the show is losing it.
I am. With the preseason game, okay, preseason game. He wanted her to watch that with him and some friends. She already had plans, so she told him she would come by later. And when she got to his house, he was the only one there. After watching a few quarters of the game, he pulled me closer to him on the couch and got all touchy-feely. So, yes, we end up having sex. Afterwards, I went home, and he called me later that night and said he'd pick me up for work so we could talk. It's been 3 months, and I have spent every night with him at his house. My boss is 16 years older than me, but we work well together, and he has helped me with my finances and taught me how to run a small business. Mm. He has told me that he is not in a relationship, but admitted that he has a few female friends that he entertains. I cook for him daily, I clean up his house, and I run small errands for him. There have been a few nights that he has left the house after dinner and didn't come back until the next morning.
Yeah.
I am in no position to say anything, so I let him have his cake and eat it too. At first, it didn't bother me, but now it's starting to. When I asked him what's going on, he said that he has helped me get my life together and I have no room to complain, so he can do whatever he wants to do. I'm not sure why he keeps me around. I do need my job, so I don't want to keep pressuring him with questions. How should I handle this situation? Well, I say this, you're in no position not to say anything at this point. This is your life. You have to take control of your own life and not let this old man do it that you're dating. You're in your 20s, okay? And you work for this man, but it doesn't mean that you have to give away your self-respect here. You're not defeated. Look at what this fine older gentleman, as you call him, taught you. He empowered you, actually, when you think about it. Now you can better handle your finances as a result of being with him. And now you know how to run a business. That's empowering. So don't let him hold you hostage in this particular job you're in now, or don't let him hold you hostage in this relationship. This is so disrespectful. By the way, I got to ask you, are you his maid or are you his girlfriend? You're over there cooking, cleaning, running errands, sexing him. And as you say, letting him have his cake and eat it too. I think you're doing too much. And it's just time you start looking for your own job. time you start building your business that he taught you to do, okay? Put yourself first. Break up with this man who tells you, I mean, really, the nerve after spending the night out all night that he can do whatever he wants to do. Well, guess what? So can you. You can do whatever you want to do, too. You just got to leave him, and you just got to do it. Steve.
Take your time with this one, player.
Because she and Steve.
Yeah, she in that mode.
Steve.
Yeah.
And it was a pregame show, by the way.
Yeah. Now, this girl is in her late 20s. She worked for a nonprofit organization, and her boss is a fine older gentleman. You know, and he'd been looking at her so she could tell he was attractive. One Saturday, asked him to come over and watch a game with some friends. You had some plans. You told him you'd come by later. When you got to the house, you was the only one there. Well, wasn't nobody ever over there at the house.
Right.
Nobody goes over somebody's house to watch a preseason game.
It showed up.
In one quarter, though, dog.
Nobody go to nobody's house to watch preseason football.
Really? I didn't know that.
No. No, because we don't even know who the hell played. Yeah. And it don't count. That's not the time to spend money on tailgating.
Get the wings, dog. Preseason coming out.
So you get over there and y'all watching it, and then time went by, he started pulling you closer to him on the couch. And he got all touchy-feely. And then right after y'all got touchy-feely, we ended up having sex. Oh, where them days at?
Yes, Lord.
What did you just say?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I followed it.
Oh, no.
I followed it.
Are we live?
Yes, we are.
Always live.
You know we are. Yeah.
So right after that, they got touchy-feely. Bam, just like that. Wow. Now they having sex. You went home. He called you. That night said he'd pick you up for work so we could talk. It's been 3 months. You done spent every night with him at his house. My boss is 16 years old. Let me do the math right. You late 20s. Let's say you 28. I'm going to say 29. He's 16. That ain't a 45.
Old to her, though, right?
16 years. Yeah, but he been in that old. Then he got them work well together, got your finances, taught you how to run a business, told me he's not in a relationship, but admitted he got a few female friends that he entertains. Now, he told you this up front. I'm not in a relationship, but I got a few. That means more than two.
Player.
Women that I entertain.
Hello.
That means I'm somewhere putting on a show.
Touch your feeling.
That's what entertain means.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he know what he doing. Because all he did was get touchy-feely. That's all. But he done mastered the art of touchy-feely.
Yes.
Now, touchy-feely led you down the path of darkness and iniquity.
I feel a sermon coming on here.
Wow.
Iniquity. That you have come to the realization.
Come on here now.
That you want him. Got to have him.
Right.
Must be with him. So now you're at the house every day cleaning, cooking, making up beds, moving furniture around.
Come on, here, man.
Spraying Pledge.
What's that for? People still do that, Steve?
Yeah, they got Pledge still here.
That's, I don't know, but that's the last time I cleaned up.
Yes.
We'll be right back with some more of this here.
We're in the middle of the strawberry letter, Steve.
Come on, big dog. Hang in here, man. Let's go.
Let's recap and get part two of your response.
Girl in her late 20s started working for this company, had this fine old dude in there running it. She could tell he liked him right away because the way she was looking at him, he invited over the house to watch a football game preseason.
Right, that's what I said.
The game don't nobody go see. Supposed to be a bunch of friends watching games. She said she'd be over there later. She get over there, ain't nobody over there.
But him.
Hell yeah, because don't nobody go to nobody's house for no preseason football.
Anyway.
They been sitting up on the couch. He pulled her a little closer. Then he get touchy-feely. Mm. Right after a little touching and a little feeling, they went on had sex.
Yeah.
It's been months now, 3 months. She done spent every night at his house.
Yeah.
My boss is 16 years older than me, but we work well together, and he's helped me with my finances and taught me how to run a small business. She getting caught up. He has told me that he is not in a relationship, but admitted that he has a few female friends that he entertains. What does it mean to entertain a woman? That means he's somewhere putting on a show.
I love it.
I cook for him daily. I clean up his house, and I run small errands for him. Kizzy. Is trying to make an impression. I just called it Kizzy.
Really? That's the name you came with?
Because he didn't all this cooking, cleaning, running errands and stuff.
And running what?
Running errands.
And cooking, clean.
I know, that's what I said. She's doing the most.
And she doing a lot.
Yeah.
Now, what you want me to call her? That other name, Hazel. Hazel is his name that I've heard. Flo. Alice. There's some famous maids on TV.
Brady Bunch.
Now, there have been a few nights that he has left the house after dinner and didn't come back until the next morning. I'm in no position to say anything. Really? Okay, well, you've removed yourself from any point of power. So you've said, I'm in no position to say anything. Well, so you want right now. So I let him have his cake and eat it too. This is an ideal relationship.
For the man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
At first it didn't bother me, but now it's starting to. When I asked him what's going on, he said he done helped me get my life together. I have no room to complain. You said he has several female friends that he entertains. Mm. Well, after dinner and he leave the house, he got to go entertain.
What does entertain mean, Steve?
That is a man somewhere, probably naked, putting on a show.
Probably naked.
Yeah, he got burlesque. He over there stripping, all kinds of stuff.
9 times out of 10.
He over there entertaining.
Yes.
And he do what he want to do. Then when you say something to him about it, he said he didn't help you get your life together. You ain't got no room to complain. So he can do whatever he wants. Any man can do whatever he wants if he's allowed to.
Right.
It just depends on what we want to do. So now you allow it, even though you say you have no position to say anything, you don't have to sit there and take it, though. There are other jobs. Now, here she go right here. So he can do whatever he wants. I'm not sure why he keeps me around. No, because you keep hanging. You ain't went nowhere. What do he got to get rid of you for? I can sleep with you. You cook and clean in my house, running ass. And after we eat, I go somewhere and spend another night with another chick. Why would I run you off?
Ideal relationship for him.
This is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Did you get my clothes out the cleaner?
I'm not sure why he keeps me around. Why would you cut loose all this free help?
That good stuff.
I do need my job. You ain't making that much down at that damn nonprofit. Yep. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
You can make that money somewhere else, but you don't want to go. He picking you up. You over there every night. You done found a mission in life. You cleaning. Need to up your standards a little bit.
That's right, Steve.
In a relationship, let the man walk all over you. Didn't want to know why he keep you around. Keep you around because the question is why you still around.
Baby, when you going to cut the yard?
Sitting up in here all this shit. You know I got to get out over here. I got
to clean out the garage.
I want what I want to dinner because I got to get, after I eat, I got to get out here and get entertained.
Perform.
All this, I'm sitting up in here hard as I'm out here working. You down here, just non-profit like all day. Are you on this show?
Yes, stop it. And he's not that fine anyway.
Steve's stupid.
I know.
Just sitting up here struggling with this letter, man.
know.
What talking about? I don't know why he keep me around. And why would you get rid of you?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yep. The best thing ever.
Beautiful situation for him.
I just don't understand. Where are these women at for me, though?
I do need my job, so I don't want to keep pressuring him with questions. How should I handle this? First of all, you need to remove yourself from the situation because this is a no-win relationship with you. You letting a man sleep with you while he telling you he's openly sleeping with other people. And if you can justify that in your mind, then you can take about anything. So you can stay there and keep taking this crap and not feel pressured and scared to say something. Or you can leave and go get another job. But I think you like being over at his house too much. Because this 16 years, boy, he done some things.
All right, look, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes from The Talk, our girl, Cheryl Underwood.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.